Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkot Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Gimel Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, by the words Haisa Gavaya. So it says to Gemara, Haisa Gavaya Me'asrim Amud Ubo L'mata B'Karmuk Sasais. Let's say you have a Sukkot that's taller than 20 Amos, the Chalal of the Sukkot, from the floor to the Schach, is more than 20 Amos, and a person wants to be Memayit the Chalal by putting some pillows and blankets on the floor. So the halacha is that Lo Yehavi Mi'at. Lamai said that it does not work to be Mamayit the Chalal, Va'afogav de Batlinu L'Kulu, and even if he's Mevatlet for all 7 days of Sukkot, Mishum de Batla Dayto Yitzel Kalada, because most people wouldn't do such a thing, his pillows and blankets will get ruined, and therefore even this person who has Das to be Mevatlet, we say Batla Dayto Yitzel Kalada, and it doesn't work to be Mevatlet. Tavanu Bidlai Havi Mi'at, however, if he puts some straw, and he's Mevatlet, and then that does work to be Mevatlet, V'kol Shekin Ofer, and although more so dirt, which it's mamish, not so, is not very chashuv, but bitlay, and he's mevatel it there. So that for sure works to be memayit the chalal, and memayil the sukkah would be kosher. Tevin vin asal fenaisei va'ofer stam. Let's say you have tevin, and you're not mevatel it, but you don't have any plans to take it out. Or you put an afar, and you put it in stam. We don't know what your plans are. He doesn't know what his plans are. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbanan.
We learned in the Mishnah with regards to Tumas Mace. So the halacha is that if there's a halal tefach above the mace, until the roof of the room, so if there's a halal tefach, an empty space of a tefach, so then the Tumas spreads to the sides of the room, anything else in the room will be tameh, but anything on top of the oil will remain tar, the oil will be mafsik. However, if there's no halal tefach, if there's no space, so then the Tumah doesn't go to the sides, but it does go straight up. It's Bekeah through the roof, and anything directly on top becomes Tameh. So now, what could be used to be Mamayit the space, to make it that there's no space? So now we learned in the Mishnah, the Bayashim Milay Utevan Itzrereis Ubitloi. If you have a room that's filled with Tevan or racks, and you're Mevatel it there, so then Mevutel, and it makes it there's no Chalal Tefach. But it's only bitlay in, lay bitlulay. But only if you're mevatel. That's the only way with tevin etzreres is if you're mevatel mamish. If you're not mevatel it, so then it's we look at it like it's not mevatel, and mevatel there is a chalal tefach. V'tani Allah, however, we learned in the Brais about this, that Rabbi Yosi Omer, that tevin being asla fanoisai, if you have tevin in your plans, you don't have any plans to take it out, harehu ka'afar stam u'batel. So you see that two things about Rabbi Yosi. First of all, that he holds the tevin being asla fanoisai, that's mevatel, and also afar stam is mevatel. Afar v'asal lefenaisai, if you have afar that your plans are to take it out, harehu ka'stam tevin v'loi batel. So that's like stam tevin, which is not batel. So you see that with regards to sukkah, when it comes to a person who puts in tevin ve'in asal fnaisay or offers them, so according to Rabbi Yosi, the halacha is that it's batal. According to the Rabbanan, it's not batal. And according to Rabbi Yosi, it is batal. Let's say a new case. You have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, but you have little bits of schach that go down to within 20 amos from the floor. So, if you would ignore the top part of the schach, the main part of the schach, and if you would just view the hutzen, and you would have that the hutzen provide more shade than it does sun, so then you could view that as being a layer of schach, and ksheira, the whole sukkah will be kosher, because then it comes out that the schach is within 20 amos from the ground. But if not, if it's more sun than shade, so then it's possible. A new case. Let's say you have a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim tall from the ground. And there's hutzen that go down to within 10 tefachim. So Rabbi thought to say that this should be the same halacha as the previous case, just the reverse. That if the sun that the hutzen provide is greater than its shade, so then ksheiros, then we could say that that's not a layer of schach. The schach only starts by 10 tefachim. And mamel the sukkah will be kosher. However, Amar le Rava, Rava said to Abaye, that no, that even if it's chamasam, uba mitzil asam, even if it's more sun than shade, still the sukkah is going to be possible, because ha diras rucha hi, vein adam dar bediras rucha, because it's a disgusting dira, it's very uncomfortable, the schach will be poking the person in his eyes, in his face, and memela, the sukkah is possible. We said that the way it's passing in halacha, is that the sukkah is possible, even bediyeved, the entire sukkah is possible. A new case, if let's say the sukkah is taller than 20 amos, and you build a bench along the first, along the middle wall, like it's pictured in the first picture over here. So, and on top of that, it's a shear of a hechsher sukkah, it's zayin al zayin tvachim. So then the halacha is that it's ksheira. Rashi says the whole entire sukkah is kosher, even the part that extends past the itztaba. Midim psal hayotze, the entire sukkah is ksheira. However, if you build the itztaba on the side wall of the sukkah, like in the second picture, so now it only has two walls, so you need to get that third wall to be part of the sukkah. So im yesh misvas itztaba l'kaisel arba amos psula, if there's four amos from the itztaba, from the edge of the itztaba until that wall on the left, so then the sukkah will be possible, because then that wall has no shaykhis to the sukkah. But if it's within four amos, so the wall has shaykhis, so then it's kosher, because then we could apply the halacha mishmi Sinai of daifin akuma, which tells us that the schach that's on top of that chelik of the sukkah is like an extension of the wall. Mimele, the wall extends over right until the itztaba, right until where the sukkah is kosher. And mimele, it is a wall of the sukkah. The sukkah has three walls, the entire sukkah is kosher. So my kamashma, and says the Gemara, what's the chiddush in this case? The amrina daifin akuma, it's just telling us about the halacha of daifin akuma, that we can bend the wall. Tanina, we have a Mishnah later which tells us about the halacha of daifin akuma. It says, ba'yish nifchas v'sikei chalgabov, if you have a roof that caves in, and you put schach on top of the roof, where it caved in the middle of the room, so im yesh mina kaisel sikuch arba amo is psula. So if you have from the wall of the sukkah until the schach four amos, if it's four amos of space in the wall, until where you put the schach, so then the sukkah is possible because it doesn't have any walls. Hapachis mikan, but if it's less than four amos, so then it's going to be ksheira, so then the sukkah is going to be kosher because we could apply daifin akuma. So you see, we already have from this Mishnah later the halacha of daifin akuma. So why does the Gemara have to bring a halacha which seems to be only teaching us about daifin akuma when we already know the halacha of daifin akuma from a Mishnah? Says the Gemara, "Man with the tame hasim who dechazi ladayfen. It's only over there we will apply daifin akuma because daifin akuma is just bringing the wall closer. Everything else is kosher. Everything about the sukkah is kosher. It's just that the walls are too far away. So it's roi to be a daifin for the sukkah. Everything's fine. Aval hacha delechazi ladayfen. But in our case, where it can't even be a wall of the sukkah because it's too tall the sukkah, so it's so emalai. So maybe we won't say daifin akuma to be machsher the sukkah. Kamash malan. No, we could even say daifin." That was the chiddush of this halacha. Says the Gemara, one final halacha for today. Let's say you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, and you build the itztaba in the middle of the sukkah. So if you have four amos between the walls of on each side and the schach, so the, and the itztaba, so then the sukkah is going to be possible because we can't apply daifin akuma. But if it's less than four amos, at least on three sides, we only need to have three walls. So if it's at least within four amos on three sides, so then ksheira, then the sukkah will be kosher because we can use daifin akuma to bring the wall to the sukkah. Says the Gemara, my kamash malon. Again, what's the chiddush in this halacha? Damrinu daifin akuma. Just that we say daifin akuma. Haynu hach. We already said this chiddush that we say daifin akuma. Says the Gemara, ma'u detema daifin akuma me ruach achas amrinon avokal ruach veruach loy kamash malon. I would have thought that we only say daifin akuma from one direction, but not from all directions. Kamash malon, that we can even say daifin akuma from multiple directions. Like we pointed out, even though the case of the house also, where the roof caved in, there also we apply daifin akuma from multiple directions. But over here, there's a tesefes chiddush, because it's first of all the fact that we're applying daifin akuma from multiple directions, and the fact that we're applying daifin akuma to be machshir the sukkah, because really, be'etzem, the sukkah is fossil, it's too tall over here. Kamash malanda will even apply daifin akuma against both of these svaras. First of all, to be machshir the sukkah, and second of all, even though it's on more than one direction.